hear this message.
感谢大家能够给我机会和大家一起来分享圣餐，也给我这个机会和大家来分享以下的这个信息。
This morning we're going to be talking about the preparation of God's house.
今天早上我们会一起来看以色列人如何的来准备他为神在准备他的会幕。
But before we do that, we're going to show you three short videos.
在这之前我给大家分享三个片段。
As most of you know, I recently returned from China.
大家都知道我最近去了中国。
And I was in Kunming.
我在昆明。
Because for the other organization I work for, Wycliffe Bible Translators, we do a lot of work among minority peoples.
因为Craig 牧师在 Wycliffe 这个翻译的这个机构，所以他在中国有很多的事工，把圣经翻译成少数民族的语言。
And although China only recognizes 55 of the minority groups there,
虽然中国官方是只有56个民族，
work actually goes on in more than 200 languages to be able to translate the Word of God into that minority group's language. And for most of them, it's the first written language that they have.
然而我们发现我们需要把圣经翻译成超过200种语言，然后分散给这56个民族，有一些语言只是第一次被翻译成他们的语言。
Yes, they do have Mandarin.
他们确实是有他们自己的语言。
But there is nothing like hearing the Word of God in the language that you actually dream in and that you sleep in.
虽然他们有他们的语言，但是这用他们自己的语言来一起来诵读神的话语是一件非常非常美好的事情。
So I hope that you enjoy these gifts that I bring back to you.
我希望大家能够喜欢我给大家带回来的礼物。
It's only a portion of what I receive, so please enjoy some of these videos.
这只是我一部分我从神那里得到的祝福。
Let's start with the first one.
我们一起来看。
Let's go to the next one. She's having a good time in the Lord. Okay, let's go to the next one.
But I want to tell you, your work is very important in China. Really, you know, why my papa changed his life? Just your friend name. You know why? My teacher Alice, when he came to China, and at that time, that is my hardest time in China. And Alice in the Miss Alice training events. My papa. But her and her husband, sorry, come to my home. And my home is very small and we're not rich enough, you know, there are normal people. And they sit down there and share the food, even our, how the chopsticks and the simple bowls. And they ate. I thought the point is why they are very nice to Chinese people. So the more and more, and father, my grandfather, found my life changed. Really changed. You know, my English, I never spend a lot of money to learn English in school. Just father, my different friends in my life. They can teach me. So my father find that is the way. My daughter never worked as another person. They will maybe think so many things, so many different ways in their mind to find the job, but I never. I just pray and to be quiet at home. And then the people will tell me, you should do what, or you should advance all this stuff. So I think I should say thank you for your work here for our Chinese people.
Thank you so much for sharing. It was your prayers and your support that made this trip possible.
这是你们大家的祷告和支持使得我的这一次中国之行能够成功。
And I have so much more to share with you.
我其实有很多来跟大家来分享。
And also a gift that I brought the congregation back from China.
我也有给我们大家一份礼物从中国带来。
Now the videos that you just saw, the first one was of the lady who's with the Bai people.
第一个video, 你大家看到的是有一个太太，她是一个少数民族。
And she was worshiping at a place called, a restaurant called Fishes and Loaves.
她是在一个餐馆里面，她这个太太是一个白族人。
And several of the Christians there had just gotten together and said, we want a Christian family restaurant, and we're going to call it Fishes and Loaves, and it's going to feature minority groups from many different places in this southwestern part of China.
所以他们就是这些有一些基督徒他们在一起就组成了把这个地方就叫做鱼和饼然后他说这个地方是为了来帮助其他的
So we were just sitting down and eating our meal.
所以他们就在那边坐下来一起来吃饭。
And believe it or not, this lady all of a sudden when she discovered that we were Christians, she says, oh, you're Christians from America! I want to sing you a song!
所以这个他其实是一个我想他是一个老板所以他当他们知道了这些Craig 他们是从美国来的基督徒的时候他说哦你们是从美国来的基督徒说我一定要给你们唱一首歌。
And she said, I want to sing it in my home language because you guys have brought the Bible to us in my home language.
我希望用我的民族的语言来为你们唱这首歌因为你们把圣经翻译成我们民族的语言来带给我们。
And you have no idea how far the word of God has gone among minority groups.
我们实在是没有办法想象神的话语已经在少数民族中间有多深多远。
I went to an exhibition that featured 35 different minority groups.
我去了一个展览它是代表了35个少数民族。
And as we went to each display, they all had dancing and they had food.
我们每次到一个展厅或者是展台的时候，他们都有他们有特色的食物，还有他们的舞蹈。
And they had food I could eat and food I could not eat.
有些食品我能吃，有些食品我不敢吃。
So that food I'll just show you a picture of later.
我会给大家会看一些照片。
But what struck me the most was each one of them had some highlight of their culture featured in the exhibit.
所以在他们每个展台呢，当然都有他们。代表他们民族特色的一些物品。
And many of the times, most of the time, it was a temple of some kind.
他们当然每一个展台都会有一个他们自己的一个像一个庙一样的模型。
All kinds of temples.
各种各样的形状。
There were Tibetan temples.
有佛教的。
And there was all types of, different types of martial arts displays.
有时候还有一些像那些武功的那种展。
And I went to this one minority group, and you know what they had for a temple?They had this huge tiger.
我看到一个少数民族的展台呢，他们这个庙前面有个好大的一个老虎。
And it was very fierce looking.
非常令人害怕。
And it had these big ugly teeth.
龇牙咧嘴的。
And inside the teeth,
在那些牙齿中间呢，
was a deity that you were supposed to worship.
是他们要敬拜的那个神。
And so you were supposed to walk inside the tiger's mouth.
所以你们要就是说敬拜的人呢要从那种虎嘴里面进去。
And kneel down before the spirit.
在神面前跪下来。
And then worship.
然后来敬拜他们的神。
But you had to do it quickly before you got eaten.
当然你要这样做要快一点不然被老虎吃掉了。
I'm just kidding. But here is what I remember most about that exhibition.
但是呢，这下面是我记得最清楚的。
After seeing several of these types of exhibits, I finally got to the exhibit of the Miao people.
我们过了几个展台，最后我们到了这个苗族的这个展台。
And do you know what their main part of their exhibit was?
大家知道他们主要的展示的是什么吗？
A church with a cross.
是一个带十字架的一个教堂。
And the Chinese government had actually put up a plaque beside the church.
在中国政府呢，而且在这个教堂边上立了一个牌子。
And the plaque said the Chinese government recognizes that in recent years, the Miao people have increasingly become Christians.
中国政府发现就是说在最近几年有很多的苗族人民变成了基督徒。
And so they are permitted to have this church here to represent their culture.
所以他们可以允许他们建立这个教堂来代表他们的文化。
And inside of the church was a pastor.
在教堂里面当然是个牧师。
And he held regular services inside of the
church. 在这个教堂，每一个牧师在这个教堂里面都有规则的这种敬拜和赞美活动。
And it was such a blessing for us to be able to be there and to pray with him.
在这个当然这个牧师呢，也是在那个展台上，展台那一块，所以 Craig 他们跟牧师有很好的一个交通和祷告时间。
And to hear how the word of God in his own language had made a difference.
我们听到他们用他们的语言来传讲神的话语。
And it's very interesting because what I want to say to you this morning as we begin our message that it's not about saving and transforming people alone.
今天我想跟大家分享的其实并不仅仅是拯救或者是改变人。
My professor John Frame from RTS would say redemption and salvation is just the means.
Craig的教授在RTS教授对他说，这个拯救和这个改变只不过是一种方式。
But worship is the goal.
但是敬拜上帝是真正的目的。
And you heard one of my co-workers share her testimony.
我们也听到了Craig的同工和大家分享的信。
And it wasn't just that she was saved.
不仅仅是她被救。
But now that she was allowed to worship the one true God,
同时她现在也是可以和大家一起来敬拜上帝。
Because you see what God is really preparing us all for, He's just not saving you for your sake.
大家知道神不仅仅救我们，只是为了我们自己。
He's preparing us all to worship.
他来准备我们来更好来敬拜他。Okay,
you're going to need a Bible this morning. I hope everybody has a Bible.
我们今天早上每个人都需要一本圣经，所以大家把圣经准备好。Please
take a look at Revelation chapter 7 verse 9.
我们一起翻到启示录第七章第九节。And
I'm going to ask if we could put up the slides for the sermon now.
我们可以把讲到的这个 slides 可以放到上。
From Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 it says, After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来。
They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
Now they all cried out in a loud voice as you read further, and it says, and they worship with the heavenly host before God's throne.
如果我们继续往下念的时候，我们知道他们在神面前大声的赞美和天使一起来赞美神。
But the idea of worship here may be very different than what you're used to.
在这个上面，我们所看到的这个敬拜上帝的样子或者是方式，好像跟我们习惯的方式完全的不同。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约,
the Hebrew word for worship was to prostrate oneself.
在希伯来的敬拜上帝代表的就是屈服在上帝之下。
And it was shaha.
它是完全的匍匐在地上。 把脸贴在地上。
When was the last time you worshiped like that?
我们什么时候这样敬拜过？
I can tell you the last time I worshiped like that.
我可以告诉大家。
It was just now.
Just
And that is the word that's most often used for worship in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，匍匐脸朝地，这是经常以色列人在旧约里面敬拜上帝的方式。
And do you know what the word for worship is that's used most often in the New Testament?
我们知道，在这个大家知道不知道，在新约里面，用什么意思来代表这个敬拜上帝？
The Greek word used is proskuneo.
这个希腊文。
And it means to kiss the ring of the king.
代表的是吻上帝吻国王手中的这个戒指。
Now you know why so many Catholics kiss the Pope's ring.
那所以我们知道为什么有许多人这么戴着这个戒指在那。
But he is not God.
但是他不是。
But it is a sign of respect for them.
但是是代表着他对他的尊重。
Please, no one here kiss my ring, okay?
所以我们不会有人来问奎格牧师的戒指。
This is about worship of the one true God.
这是关于唯一的真正上帝的敬拜。
And this is what is really happening today in our continuing story of Exodus.
所以这同样是发生在我们今天所要讲的关于出埃及记的这个故事里面。
The story about the preparation of God's house.
这个关于如何的建造神的家或者是神的会幕。
In the southern part of Israel and the Negev Desert, they actually have a scale model that they have built of the tabernacle.
在这个上面我们可以看到这个他们所建造的会幕的一个模型。
I've tried to put some pictures up here to show you what worship they imagine would have been like. Here's a model of the Ark of the Covenant.
在下面我找了一些图片希望跟大家一起来分享。就是在下面这个地方下面有两个天使的那是一个约柜。
And in the lower right here, they have a model here that describes the inner and the outer rooms of the tabernacle.
右边这个是代表着这个圣殿的就是会幕里面的结构。
Now I have good news for you.
我也给大家有个好消息。
You don't have to go to the desert to see a scale model of the tabernacle.
我们不需要到这个沙漠里面去看这个模型。
They actually do a pretty good job here in Orlando at the Holy Land Experience.
在 Holy Land Experience, 奥兰多这个地方其实也有一个同样的模型。
It's near the Millennium Mall.
它在 Millennium Mall 边上。
And they have a special discount leading up towards Christmas time.
当到圣诞节的时候他们就会有折价。
So I think it's like from November 10th to the middle of December, families can go at a discounted rate.
所以到了12月 中旬的时候佛罗里达的家庭都可以得到这样的折扣。
I think small kids are only $7.
所以有一些小孩或者是七八岁的小孩。
And then kids up to 18 years old are like $10.
哦，小孩七岁七块钱，大人十块钱。
And then adults, I'm not going to talk about it.
What?
The adults is a little bit higher for adults. But I hope if you have not had a chance to do this, that you will do that.So the story in Exodus can be alive for you.
如果我们大家有机会可以去看一下，那时候就他们会有很多的表演，就像是把耶稣基督在世上所行的事情给大家活活的表演出来。
And so what you will see is happening today in Exodus chapter 35.
我们今天在出埃及记第35章所看到的就是以色列人如何的建上帝的会幕。
That the Israelites are preparing for God to pitch His tent or tabernacle with them.
所以以色列人按照神的指示，在他们的营地里面建造神的会幕。
And it's more than just God being present among them.
这个会幕不仅仅代表的是神与他们同在。
It's about their worship of Him and how to serve Him and follow Him.
这同样也代表着他们对神的敬拜，如何的去侍奉上帝，如何的去跟随上帝。
And it's something that we can learn from as well.
我们也同样在今天也可以从这本书里面这个故事里面学到一些。
And here are the three things I want you to get out of the message today.
今天我想通过大家通过学习这一段可以得到三件信息。
How God prepares the Israelites and we to understand worship.
神如何的通过这个知道懂得去敬拜来帮助我们和以色列人。
He prepares them and us with an understanding of service.
让我们如何的去懂得，如何的去侍奉。
And then finally, he prepares us to understand how to live out our lives.
也通过让我们懂得如何的去生活，我们自己的生命来准备装备我们。
Let's pray about this, and then we're going to read our text for them.
我们一起来祷告，然后我们一起来读经文。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for this opportunity for us to study your word.
亲爱的天父上帝，谢谢你给我们这么一个机会来学习你的话语。
Get rid of the distractions in our lives.
主要来告诉我们。
Help us to connect with you in perhaps a way we haven't before.
让帮助我们，也是来告诉指导我们，让我们知道如何的去跟随你。
Forgive the one who preaches his sins.
也是赦免这个当我们在自己的当我们赦免我们的罪。
We would only see Jesus this morning.
当我们在敬拜的时候，我们眼中只看耶稣基督。
And to hear you speak to us because of him.
因着你的缘故，让我们紧紧听到你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.Okay, please, let's go to the next slide and please stand with me and I hope you join me in reading from Exodus 35 together.
一起来起立，一起来读，出埃及记第35章第四节。
Now, although we won't read the whole thing, I do want you to continue to read on your own as we go through certain passages.
虽然我们不可以完全的读这么一段，但是我鼓励大家在有时间把这一段全部读完。
And so, we're going to read in English and Chinese at the same time.
我们一起来读中文和英文。
I guess some of you would say it was Korean style. Let's read. Moses said to the whole Israelite community, This is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have, take an offering from the Lord.Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skin dyed red, and another type of durable leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded. Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, and everyone who was willing and whose heart moved them came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting, for all of his service, and for the sacred garments. Please be seated. Let's go to the next slide.
下一张。
Now this is the second time that God is giving the Israelites instructions on building a house for him to temporarily live in while he is among them.
这其实是耶和华上帝给第二次给以色列人的指示，如何的去建这个会幕，这样神可以暂时的在以色列人中间居住。
He's guiding them towards the promised land.
在把他这个把以色列人带领到应许之地的时候。
And so, while the cloud of the glory of God is over the tent during the daytime or night, they stay there.
当神用白天用云柱，晚上用火柱指导他们的行程。
And then when the cloud lifts up, they're supposed to pack up the tent and leave.
当云柱停在那里的时候，以色列人就安营扎寨。当云柱离开的时候，以色列人就拔寨起营。
I guess you could, in our terms today, maybe this would be a luxurious celebrity RV.
所以我们那时候可以想象这个拔营起寨或者怎样，就像是一个非常豪华的这种RV 车一样。
Now, as I said before, it's the second time he has given the Israelites a second chance to do this because the first time he gave them their instructions, there was a problem.
我刚才说过，这是第二次神给以色列人机会来做这件事情，因为在第一次当神教导以色列人做这件事情的时候，以色列人有悖逆的事情发生。
You'll find this for those who are following in your Bibles in Exodus chapter 25, almost word for word what God has to say to them.
我们可以翻到这个出埃及记第25章的时候，我们可以看到在那个时候发生了什么事情。
And so because of that, I'm not going to go into detail about some of the furnishings that go into the tabernacle.
因为时间的关系，我们不会在这个时候跟大家讲太多的这些细节的问题。
These are things like the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies.
我们可以看到他们就是在这个至圣所里面的约柜。
Or the table showbread and the holy place just outside of the Holy of Holies.
或者是圣所，就是在至圣所外面的这个陈设饼。
But what I do want you to notice when we're going through this today is that Exodus chapter 35, verse 21, there is a change.
我今天想跟大家分享的就是看到我们这个出埃及记35章第21节的时候有一个小小的变化。
And here's the change.
这就是一个变化。
Take a look at it with me.
我们一起来看。
And verse 21, it says, And everyone who was willing and whose heart moved then came and brought an offering to the Lord.
二十一节说到，凡心里受感或者甘心乐意的，都拿耶和华的礼物来，用以做会幕的一切所用。
So for the first time, we are being given a perspective towards the true worshippers of God.
在第一次，神在这里让我们看到了我们用来敬拜神的这种他所希望的方式。
And that's because we know from the golden calf incident that some were not that interested and lacked faith.
我们从以前就是在这个25节所看到的亚伦他们在摩西出走了以后就造了一个金牛犊。从那个事件里面我们可以看到有些以色列人并没有对神很感兴趣，也不会有那么多的信心。
In addition, before they reach the promised land, other people are also going to be disqualified.
而且呢，当他们进入迦南应许之地的时候，其他一部分以色列人也会倒闭在旷野。
Of those that do enter into the promised land, could the condition of their heart and their attitude and their motivation, how could it instruct us today?
对于那些进入迦南美地的那些人，他们的目的或者是他们那时候的心中的状况，对于我们今天的敬拜有那些指导作用？
And we only have a few more chapters to go before we reach the end of Exodus.
我们只会再读几节经文，我们就会这个整个的这个出埃及记就结束了。
But here's what I want you to think about.
但是呢，这是我希望大家所思考的。
In Exodus chapter 25 through 40, there's a lot of information that has to do with the beauty of God's glory and how it's represented in the temple.
从出埃及记第25章到40章，说了很多神的荣耀。
And it has to do with worshiping God.
而且也说了如何去很多关于如何去敬拜上帝的事。
And as a matter of fact, more time is spent by God describing the artwork and exactly how things are to be furnished inside that temple. He spends more time doing that than all of the chapters you'll find in the book of Romans.
如果我们看这个地出埃及记上帝如何的非常细节的指示以色列人如何的建造会幕或者是约柜，如何的去在里面去打磨这些东西，这些指示我们可以发现他所用的篇章甚至超过了罗马书所用的那些篇章。
And if God spent that much time concerned about the beauty of the place that they were supposed to worship in,
为什么神会用那么多的时间来只是以色列人建造这个美丽的这个敬拜之地呢？
What should that say to us about the nature of our worship today?
如何的这又如何能告诉我们我们今天来敬拜上帝的性质又是什么呢？
Now the one thing to remember in terms of connecting the Old Testament to the New Testament about the tabernacle.
我们在这个我们如果把旧约的会幕和新约来连起来，我希望大家能够知道一件事。
It's approximately how many years did God tabernacle himself and live among the Israelites?
在神在这个会幕里面与以色列人一同住了多少年？
How many years were they in the desert?
神以色列人在沙漠里面旷野里面流浪了多少年？40年。
About 40 years.
40 years.、
Right? One generation.
一代人。
Someone else tabernacled themselves among men for between 30 to 40 years. And that was Jesus. And the word that's used for Jesus being among us is almost the same as the word that's used for the tabernacle.
而在新约里面有一个神的羔羊也在我们中间住了30多年，那就是耶稣基督。在新约和旧约里面，新约里面的就是耶稣基督其实是旧约里面这个约柜的一个最终的显示。
And if you turn right now to John chapter 1:14, John chapter 1 verse 14.
如果我们把圣经翻到约翰福音第一章第十四节，
It will talk about how the word became flesh, and the word that's used there is tabernacled among us.
第一章第十节说，从来没有人见过神，唯有父怀里的独生子将他显明出来，就代表的是神如何的借着耶稣基督来住在人间，将神显示出来。
And in English it says, I think, dwelt among us, that most of you are going to have.
因为在英文里面就说到神道成肉身住在我们中间。
But this is to indicate that it's a temporary arrangement because God has something far better in mind.
在这个约柜或者是做会幕这件事情只不过是一个预表，因为神在后面在新约的时候会有更美好的事情做在我们身上。
For them, it was the promise of the promised land.
但是这会把有神应许以色列人把他们带到应许之地。
And it's for us, it's the promise of a life with Jesus and God the Father forever.
而对于我们基督徒的应许是我们永远与耶稣基督和天父上帝同在。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一页。
And so the first thing I want you to think about is that God prepares them and us with an understanding of worship.
第一件事我希望大家能够明白的就是神让我们那个知道敬拜他的本质。
It's the understanding of worship and the nature of our involvement.
知道我们如何的去敬拜上帝。
Now the first thing we should notice is Exodus chapter 35 verse 4.
我们首先第一件事情我们要看到就是出埃及记第35章第4节。
It says here, Moses said to the whole Israelite community.
在那边说到摩西对所有的以色列人全会众说，
This is what the Lord has commanded.
耶和华所吩咐的是这样。
He spoke to everyone, and so everyone was commanded to do this.
摩西是对每一个以色列人会众说话的，所以每一个人都应该这样做。
Everyone was to be involved in worship preparation.
每一个人都应该来敬拜上帝。
But everybody did not respond.
但是并不是每一个人都来回应这个呼召。
It says here, everyone who is willing.
在这里面说到就是说每一个人甘心乐意。
And everyone whose heart was moved.
而且每一个人心里受感，这是在第21节。
And so today, this should help us to be instructed about the nature of our worship when we come together.
这会告诉我们，当我们今天我们在一起来敬拜上帝的时候，我们应该如何去做。
It's not about how well the pastor preaches.
这并不是那个牧师讲道有多好。
I don't think I preach that well anyway.
我就不翻译了。
I may have an occasional story or a joke or something to tell.But the power is not from my words, the power comes from God's Holy Spirit.
我可能没有什么好的故事或者笑话跟大家说，但是能力并不是从我的话语而来，而是从神的话语而来。
It's about God's Holy Spirit connecting with your heart.
这完完全全是关于神的圣灵和你们的心相连的事情。
And I don't care how well the singers sing and how high they can hit certain notes, it doesn't matter.
我也不很关心这个带领我们诗歌的唱的有多好或者是唱的有多高，这没有什么关系。
It's about how we all worship from the pews in spirit and in truth.
因为我们所关心的是我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜我们的上帝。
That's what it says in John chapter 4 verse 24.
这就是约翰福音第四章第二十四节说，神是灵，我们敬拜的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
It's about the nature of our heart and the way we each contribute to make the entire congregational worship something amazing before God each week.
这完全是关于我们自己的心灵，而且是我们如何的作为一个会众来奉献，或者是来给予我们自己所有的，来一起来敬拜上帝。
See, worship is supposed to be a thing of beauty.
我们一起来敬拜上帝的时候，我们是一起来敬拜一个非常美妙的事情。
And you are part of that thing of beauty.
我们是这一个美妙世界的一部分。
And it should be just as stressful and joyous for you whether you're sitting there in the pew on Sunday or that you're up here.
我们在这个星期天一起来敬拜上帝的时候一定是带着非常喜乐和敬畏的心来敬拜上帝。
Because you're wrestling with the presence of God.
因为我们一起就像是雅各当初在亚伯路口一样跟神一起来摔跤。
Because worship is not a spectator sport, it's a participant activity.
因为敬拜上帝并不是我们作为一个旁观者而是一个参与者。
Everybody's supposed to be involved!
每一个人都应该参与。
I love the Lu family being here and them all being involved in worship.
我看到这个刘全他们一家一起来敬拜上帝非常的高兴。
What a great model for this message. Thank you.
是给我们这个传讲道有一个非常好的示例。
Let me tell you how some of the great Christian reformers and historians talk about worship.
我希望跟大家分享一些改革中的一些伟大的作者来如何去看待这个敬拜这件事情。
Look at the statement from A.W. Tozer, who wrote My Utmost for His Highest, a very popular devotional.
我们先看一下这个 A.W. Tozer, 他是一本非常流行的书的作者，这本书的名字叫《竭诚为主》。
He said it is to feel in your heart and express in some appropriate manner a humbling but delightful sense of admiring awe and astonished wonder and overpowering love in the presence of that most ancient mystery which we call our Father in heaven.
他所说的敬拜是什么呢？他就说我们先从心里感觉到，用一个谦卑喜乐的方式来表达与最古老的神秘，也就是我们的天父同在的一种敬畏，一种对他奇妙作为的一个惊叹和与他同在的无比的大爱。
And then Dr. J.I. Packer would say, and many of you have read his books and studied his materials when you go through new members class or leadership class, he said it's a sixfold activity.
当我们还有另外一个作者叫 J.I. Packer, 我们在会员班或者是其他训练中我们也用了他很多的书籍，他把敬拜也总结成为六个方面的这个行为。
And it's amazing what he has to say here. I don't have it written down, but I do want you to remember it.
他所说的六件事呢，我没有写下来，但是我希望大家能够把它记下来。
The verses are written down here. If you want to take note of that, Psalms 29:2 and 96:6 and 1 Corinthians 10:31.
他用的这个经文呢，这已经在slide 上写下来了，就是诗篇29篇第二章96篇第六节和哥林多前书第十章第31节。
But this is what he had to say about the way we should be worshiping collectively.Aside from the people up here, in the pews, this is the way you should worship on Sunday.
这是他所说的，其实敬拜不仅仅是我们台上的人，是整个一个会众的敬拜。他是这样说。
The first thing he says is that your activity should be to say, Lord, you are wonderful.
我们首先第一个所要做的就是来赞美上帝的美，说神啊，你真奇妙。
And then the second activity,should be thank you Lord.
第二个我们要做的就是感谢神，就是说谢谢上帝。
Third activity, please Lord.
第三个就是我们向上帝请求，就是请坐。
The next activity, take this Lord.
第下面一个就是对上帝的奉献，望上帝悦纳，就拿上帝。
The next activity, yes Lord.
下第五个就是对上帝的顺服，就是是的上帝。
Because you heard him speak.
最后一个就是。
And then the last activity.
Go ahead.
Listen everybody.
最后一个就是大家一起来听，就是宣讲上帝的话语。
Listen to what God is saying to us all.
就是我们一起来听上帝的话语。
Now, notice that it also says here,In this particular verse,
我们也可以看到，在这个特别的这一节经节里面，他这么说
：That God says, "Take from what you have."
在第五节35章出埃及记35章第五节里面说到，就是从你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华。
And so the point I want to make is you don't have to be a pastor, an elder, or a deacon, or even a musician. When you come here on Sunday and have meaningful worship, all those people can just mess up entirely.
其实我们星期天来敬拜上帝的时候，我们并不需要是一个牧师，或者是长老，或者是执事，也不需要是一个会唱歌的。这些人可以把一切事情都弄糟，但是对于我们来说，我们是来仅仅来敬拜上帝。
But you should be able to say when you leave here today, worship was great because I know that God was there and I was there, and I know He's looking at the way I participated in worship service this morning and what I heard Him say.
当我们离开的时候呢，但我们自己会说啊，今天的敬拜真的是好，因为神与我们一起在一起。
Let's go to the next slide. So God also is preparing them and us with an understanding of service.
同样，神也是来通过让我们来了解如何的去侍奉他，来装备我们。
Let's read Exodus 35:10.
我们一起来读第35章第10节。
And then we're also going to look at verses 30 and 31.
我们也会一起来看第30节和第31节。
All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded.
第十节，你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的。
Then Moses said to the Israelites, See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills.
三十节，摩西对以色列人说：“犹大支派中霍尔的孙子乌尼的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名招他，又以神的灵充满他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工。”
And so we discover that what God has instructed and planned for, He also provides for.
当我们可以看到，当神呼召这些人出来，对他们有计划的时候，同样他也给他们有智慧和能力。
You see, during the time of the Exodus, only certain people could receive the Spirit of God.
我们可以看到，在出埃及记忆，甚至在旧约里面，我们可以看到圣灵只是降临在一些人的身上。
And so He gave all these artists this marvelous set of skills.
所以在这个出埃及记忆要建会幕的时候，他给了这一些工匠们非常非常多的智慧和聪明。来能力来做这些事情。
But he also asked them to teach others that are involved.
而且他要告诉让这些工匠来教导其他的人。
Now today God makes it possible for all of us to participate.
今天神使我们每个人都能够来参与敬拜他或者来侍奉他。
If there's a Christian here who doesn't have God's Holy Spirit, raise your hand.
如果我们中间一个基督徒没有上帝的圣灵与我们同在的话，请举手。
Oh, good. All you guys have been to membership class.
很高兴因为大家都参加了这个。
Because all Christians have God's Holy Spirit.
因为每一个基督徒作为基督徒一定有上帝的圣灵与我们同在。
And it helps you to understand the mind of God.
所以我们通过圣灵来知道我们的上帝。
But guess what? It's not just for you.
但是这个圣灵的存在不仅仅是为了我们自己。
John 10, chapter 10 says that it empowers all of us to be sons and daughters of God. But here is the thing.It empowers us to be sons of daughters of God for the purposes of service.
在约翰福音第十章告诉我们，神给了赐给我们圣灵，不仅仅是让我们成为上帝的儿女，而且是我们通过他的圣灵来同样来服事。
And it's not new to you, I know this. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says what?
这也不是我们对于我们来说也不是新的。我们可以看以弗所书第二章第十节。
We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works that He planned before the world even began. We're saved for good works.
所以我们是神所造的工，我们是神手里的工作。
The relationship between that and the tabernacle is this.
从这一节跟那个上帝的这个会幕的关系是这样的。
For them, the Holy Spirit only came on some of them.
Say that again.
For them, the Holy Spirit only came upon some of them.
在旧约的时候，圣灵只不过是在一些降临在一些人的身上。
And for them, the only way for them to have a strong connection with God is if one person, the high priest, went into the Holy of Holies.
而在旧约，以色列人与上帝中间的联系就是通过一个人，就是一个大祭司，在至圣所里面 与上帝来献祭，来通过上这样来和上帝联系。
But for us today, the blood of Christ, because He stands before God's throne as the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world, makes it possible for all of us to enter into the holiest place of God.
但今天就不一样了，在旧约里面只有大祭司能够进入至圣所，但是今天我们每一个人都是祭司，因为耶稣基督在神面前为我们流血，为我们舍命，洁净我们，这样我们每一个人都成了祭司，可以坦然无惧地进入至圣所与神面对。
Where can you read about this? Look at Revelation chapter 5 and you see the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, and He's there before the throne of God. And then I want you to turn now to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14 and read from that with me.
我们在那里面哪边可以看到这个耶稣基督为我们所做的，就是在启示录第五章。下面呢，我希望大家能够翻到希伯来书第九章。
It's not up there on the board, but in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, it says, How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit God offered him, and who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
希伯来书第九章第十四节说到，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无私献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
It's easy for us to make excuses why we can't serve in God's house and be a part of the worship service.
其实有时候我们说我们没有这个能力来到这个教会来一起来侍奉上帝，好像是很容易的事情。
But God says, I have forgiven you, and I have cleansed you, and my goal is for worship, and so you should all be involved. If you're not involved in doing something at the church, something related to worship, something related to service, then please talk to the deacons or to the elders about this.
但是上帝对我们说，我已经给了你能力，我已经洁净了你，这样你就可以在事情上来敬拜我，可以来敬拜我，也可以来侍奉我。如果我们中间没有觉得有哪位弟兄姐妹觉得啊，我没有自己没有能力来侍奉，在其实很小的事情上面，各种各样的事情上面来侍奉上帝的话，我鼓励大家可以和牧师、长老或者执事们谈一下。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们走下看下一页。
Now here's the thing. God also is preparing them and us with an understanding of life and how to live it.
在最后呢，神同样让我们知道生命是如何怎么一回事，而且如何的去生活，通过这些来装备我们。
Everybody couldn't be a Bezalel.
每一个人都可能成为以色列人。
But everybody could do something.
我们每一个人都可以虽然我们每一个人没有那种工匠的那种能力，但是我们可以至少做一点点的事情。
Some of them just gave onyx stones.They're precious stones, but
yeah, 我们可以在那个里面就是制造会幕的时候，有些人没有，就是说手不是很巧，但是他们可以凿石头。
Some of them spun yarn.
有些人去纺线。
But here's the point. They all did something.
关键就是他们每一个人都做一些事情。
And it didn't make any difference how big or small the job was.
做大的事情，做小的事情，其实并没有什么太大的差别。
You know, the story is told in American history of a very famous president.
大家知道不知道在有个故事关于在美国历史有个非常有名的美国总统所做的事。
There was a man and he was riding on his horse.
有个人他在骑马。
And this was during the American Revolutionary War.
他是在美国独立战争的时候。
And then he saw a bunch of soldiers there and they were building a fence.
他看见有一些士兵在那边准备战壕挖战壕。
And there wasn't enough soldiers to be able to do it.
那时候当然士兵很少，所以他很缺人手。
And it was hot outside.
外面很热。
And so one of them was giving orders to all the others on how to build the fence.
有一个可能是军官就告诉其他的士兵如何去做这个挖这个战壕筑这个工事。
And the man said to the guy who was giving the orders, Hey, listen, they're having a hard time. How come you are not helping them build that fence?
所以这个骑马的这个将军就对这个军官说，哎，你看他们都在这儿忙着这个建造这个工事，人手也不够，你在这儿指手画脚，为什么你不和他们一起去做呢？
And so the man said, I'm a corporal. I don't build fences.
他说我是一个军官，我不建造这个工事。
And so the man looked at him, and then he got off of his horse.
所以这个骑马的这个人呢就下马然后去
And he helped the men finish building the fence.
所以他就跟这个战士士兵们一起呢就把这个工事去完成了。
And so after they finished building the fence,
做完工事以后
the corporal says to the man, hey, thank you very much, who are you?
这个军士长呢就对这个人说哎谢谢你哎请问大名。
And the man says, I'm General George Washington.
那个人就说我就是华盛顿将军就是以后的美国第一任总统。
General George Washington, he was the general of the US forces during the American Revolutionary War. The corporal didn't know that his commander in chief was helping to build that fence.
那时候华盛顿还是美国大陆军的这个统帅而那个军事长不知道这不认识这个人。
And he said, Corporal, anytime you need help building a fence, you just call me and let me know.
所以他说军事长如果你下一次需要有人手来建造工事的时候就告诉我我来帮忙。
The point is, when you serve, there is no job that's too big or too small.
所以关键就是说当我们来侍奉的时候并没有一件很大的事情或者是很小的事情。
And that helps us to understand how the Israelites were being taught how to live their lives.
同样这也是告诉帮助我们可以理解以色列人如何的被神指示来过他们的生活。
The scripture says they withdrew from Moses' presence in verse 20, and that they actually did something about it.
在这个二十节说以色列当以色列人呢从摩西面前退去以后呢他们确实也做了一些很好的事情。
As a matter of fact, if you look at later down in Exodus chapter 35, it says that they brought so much stuff for the house of the Lord.
如果我们看到后面的时候他们这些以色列人把他们所有的都甘心乐意的拿到耶和华这个耶和华面前来拿的是非常非常的多。
The God had to tell them stop giving.
所以摩西必须就告诉他们不要再为圣所拿什么礼物来这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
And as a matter of fact, that's what God really wants from his congregation in any church.
这其实也是神所希望从他的教会里面所得到的。
Their love to be so overwhelming and their enthusiasm to be so overwhelming that he has to actually tell you, hey, look, you've done enough, stop giving.
这个会众或者是基督徒的爱心和热心是如此的大所以到了一点他们奉献了那么多神不得不告诉他哎，停下来你们已经做得够好了。
And then the second part of that is that God says, you know what? I'm going to give these abilities to Bezalel and also to Oliahab and Hisamach of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others.
另外呢，神也是让这个但支派中间的亚西拉莫的儿子亚和亚拉伯，他因为他是个心里很灵敏的人，所以神指示这个人呢来教导其他人。
Go down and take a look as we wrap up here at Exodus chapter 36, verse 6.Can you just turn there very quickly?
如果我们看一下，就是翻到下一章，是第36章第六节。
It says, Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp, No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work.
摩西传命，他们就在全营中宣告说，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来，因为他们所有的材料够做一切当做的物，而且有余。
Now, I would like to think that they're not just giving because God commanded it, but they're also giving out of love.
我这时候也希望提醒大家，他们所给这件事情，并不是说神命令他们是给，这不仅仅是这样，因为他们心中有爱，所以才愿意去给。
Because we're told the people did this because their hearts were moved.
因为我们看到这些人是心里有感动。所以才会这么去做。
And Jesus says in John chapter 13:35 to us today, By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
在约翰福音13章第35节，耶稣基督也这样对我们说：你们要彼此相爱，这样别人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
And when you love other people so much in the house of God so much and people in the house of God so much that people say, Stop. You know something?It'll be God saying, don't worry about that. Because they know you're my disciples. And you've given more than enough.
我们能不能在这样的去爱我们的弟兄姐妹和我们 神的圣名，到一定的时候，神说啊，停下来，你已经做得够多了。
Last slide. Let's go to the last slide.
最后一。
So my prayer today for you is that we understand these lessons.
我今天为这我们今天信息祷告，就是我们大家能够懂得这些信息。
It's about our heart and willingness when it comes to worship.
这是关于我们来到神面前来敬拜他我们的心的事情。
The next time you come here to worship, maybe next Sunday, remember these things.
啊，我们当下个星期来敬拜神的时候，我希望大家能够记住这些事情。
Say them to yourselves regardless of what's going on up front here.
不要管我们在台上做些什么，只是关心你自己的心和神的关系。
Lord, you are wonderful.
神，你是美妙的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢上帝。
Please, Lord.
恳求你，上帝。
Take this, Lord.
求你悦纳，上帝。
Yes, Lord.
是的，上帝。
Listen, everybody.
大家来听。
Oops.
Oops.
That's not in the Bible, and that's not in my sermon, but.
这也不是在圣经里面，也不是在这个这篇道里面。
But it's also part of understanding service. Sometimes things don't work out the way you want them to, but we all have skills to be used by God because all of us have His Holy Spirit. That's the second thing.
对，所以我们每一个人都有我们的能力，能够被神所用来侍奉他。
Remember this, what God plans for, He provides for.
如果大家神给我们一个计划的时候，他一定会给我们应许。
Your family can be up here or involved in some way. You can do it in worship as a family.
你的家庭可以到这个台上来侍奉神，也可以在台下面，每一个家庭都可以来侍奉赞美上帝。
You can do it as a small group.
你们可以用家庭来敬拜，或者是用一个小组来敬拜。
But the point is, this year before the end of the year, find a way to get involved in worship in some way so that you can leave this place and be able to say, you know, God,I had a good time with you today. Maybe I encouraged somebody, okay? Maybe that's all I did. Maybe there was somebody who just needed some prayer and I prayed with them. Maybe I just shared a scripture with someone. Maybe I just heard you speak to me in such a way that now I know how to pray for somebody at work. But you will have said to yourself, I came here today not to be entertained in worship. I came here today not just because I wanted to hear a good message from the pastor.I came here today because I wanted to worship God. I wanted all of us to have a great time together.
总结一下，他所说的就是我们每一个人都要参与敬拜。我们并不是在乎我们台上的人是怎么样的。其实每一个人在敬拜中间都是，当我们离开这个敬拜上帝的侍奉的时候，我们并不说今天的讲道怎么样，或者今天的歌唱的怎么样，而且是我们在我们的心里面说，今天神与我同在，我在神里面有喜乐，我与神在一起。
And if you do this last part here, it will be easy, an understanding of life and how to live it.
如果我们看最后一节的节的时候，是知道神要告诉我们如何这个生命是怎么样，而且是我们如何的生活。
It will be service and giving until not someone says stop, but until God says stop.
我们必须一起来侍奉和一起来给予，并不是说有些人说停下来，而是什么时候神说停下来，我们才能停下来。
And then it also includes teaching others that we've been taught ourselves.
所以这也包括我们如何的去教导别人，就像别人来教导我们一样。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for these lessons.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
Father, we know that you always hear us.
主啊，我们知道您时时刻刻的都在听见我们的祷告。
But many times we're not actively aware of your presence.
主啊，我们知道你时时刻刻的跟我们在一起，但是我们自己并不觉得，有时候并不觉得你与我们同在。
So Lord, now that you make your home among us through your Holy Spirit.
主啊，当你通过圣灵来住在我们中间的时候，
Help us to be actively aware that you are tabernacling among us.
让我们知道你时时刻刻都与我们同在，你就住在我们中间。
And respond in such a way that we participate and are involved in your plans.
主要让我们能够用我们自己的回应，我们自己的参与来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Amen.